into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before Alex comes on, we're going to play the rest of that biometric SeaWorld clip. Really, you know, a man before his time. Really not before his time, right on time, in my opinion. You know, he's the one that really pioneered this fight in the info war. And, you know, this is an old school clip. This is something you can't find on YouTube yet. And hopefully we're going to do like a you know, backflash or, you know, an article, you know, looking to the future with Alex Jones. Because this was an important clip. This really does lay out the biometric control grid that they're now putting into place. I mean, this is it. So if we could hit the clip, Jaron, let's do it. Oh, I love my thumb scanner. Oh, it's so lovely.
Man, I'm so hungry.
Oh, you're approved. Oh, you're approved too, sir. Come on in.
Guys, you're being biometrically enrolled. Bad news. Hey, how's it going? Hey, I guess you're not going to need these cameras anymore since the biometrics are going in, huh? You know, the hand scan? When did that start?
This season, I believe.
And so no more photos?
My phone died for the 2-day passes.
2-day passes. I wonder why you didn't just stay with photos. Why go to the biometrics? Just look at a photo.
I don't know why I did that.
You said Homeland Security, sir?
I got a family of four. Can someone take care of everything?
Yeah.
Waiting? Thank you. I got a family of four. Where do I see you go?
For what?
What do I do? For photos or for
passports?
The passport
stuff. I
have okay. Sir, you were saying Homeland Security? Who told you that?
I want to give you my tickets to come back in a later time.
Okay, well, actually, this is what I research. This is what I do. And it is actually Homeland Security with the big corporations to get us used to this. HEB's putting in thumb scanners in Houston, at College Station, and some in Austin. Yeah, and everywhere you're going to have to thumb scan. Even when you pay cash, you have to face scan, thumb scan, or hand scan. When it happens, I want you to remember. Then they're going to... Did you say...
It's a dictatorship, isn't it?
It is. Say it for us loud. Dictatorship. That's it. It's supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave. No, but seriously, it's a federal plan to get everybody used to doing it. Then they can start a new national sales tax and go to a cashless society. No more money. You're going to scan. And I think we read about that somewhere.
Okay,
I think a couple thousand years ago they warned us about it. But I guess it's here. I guess we're going to do it. Hey, you heard about that chip on the news? How they want all the kids to take the chip? You haven't heard about the microchip? All right. Well, have a good one.
All right, let's pull the clip. I mean, you know, Alex Jones at some of his best work right there. You got to love it. I mean, the dumbfounded look on these people with a polo shirt that says SeaWorld with Shamu weaved into it. Just, the drool coming down the side. We don't get the bigger picture. We're idiots. We're the American populace. And I'm sorry if that's hard for you to hear. I'm a big moron too, folks. It's true. I've bought into the pop culture scenarios. I care who wins the playoffs. You know, I watch... I listen to Howard Stern, for God's sakes. You know, I am sucked into the entertainment world, too. But, you know, I take some time off from that. I would say, you know, 95% of my time off from that. That mindless droning, that Xboxing, that Wii-ing. Ooh, PS3. I mean, I do take some time off to that for the real world, for reality, to report to you that the Supreme Court is making Orwellian decisions that are taking away your Miranda rights, any way they slice it. Oh, well, if you invoke the right to a lawyer, you're okay, unless it's a certain circumstance where we're beating the snot out of you and coercing a confession. I mean, it's insanity. And coming up after this, if we don't have Jones on the line yet, we're going to start playing this Barack Obama speech where it's all about, oh, we're only at Web 2.0. We need a new age. We got to track, trace, and database everything. It's the smart grid system. We want all your medical information to be digitized because we love you. We love you so much. Meanwhile, we have edible RFIDs on the shelf. Yes, edible RFID tags. We covered it yesterday, folks. Just Google it. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and TruthNews.us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones now joins us to discuss the latest in not only this cybersecurity guard and Obama speech, but the latest news on this cop attacking an EMS worker. You know, he's under internal investigation right now. He does seem to be part of this back alley good old boys network, and we know that there are at least two cameras that caught this, two of the police officer dash cams, that they're not releasing, and they're saying, oh, we're waiting for this to go to trial or charges to be filed. Yet they didn't arrest this guy. There aren't any charges to be filed because he didn't do anything, Alex.
Absolutely. That's what's so atrocious about this story, is that witnesses are all over the news saying that the ambulance couldn't get traffic to move out of the way. The police wanted to go somewhere as well. So the police began violently getting right on the tail of the ambulance and then shot around the ambulance on the shoulder. And then later, when they were done with whatever business it was that they never said, so it must not have been very important, they then chase the ambulance back down, jump out, get in the driver's face, scream and yell at him. He submits, and then they go and open up the back, acting like mad dogs, because, see, once they do wrong, they have to legitimize it by saying you're bad, beating you up, falsely charging you, doing something. It's like when they beat you up after they shoot you in the back. I see this time, or after they break pro-lifers' arms, they then beat them up. You know, it's not enough to savagely compound fracture them. It's got to continue, and I have footage of all of this. you know, people peacefully sitting on the side of the sidewalk and this is happening. And I know most police, and I've seen them commenting on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and in the articles that Steve Watson wrote and that Kurt Nemo posted, I've seen them saying, well, yes, we're not trained to choke people and we're not trained to act like that, and yeah, that guy should probably get in trouble, but don't think this is all of us. You know, the issue is every time stuff like this happens, the police defend the bad cops that do this. So that makes the entire system bad. And look, Oklahoma is legendary. I don't vacation in Oklahoma. They have great people up there, but I don't vacation in Oklahoma because of how many friends and family I've had shaken down by the police, beat up by the police. I mean, if you're going 1 mile over the speed limit in Oklahoma, many of these rural state police and others will. It's almost like Mexican police in Mexico. And see, I mean, everybody knows they're corrupt down there. We're beginning to be known like this here. And so the incredible thing is they told local news stations that I read on your show last night, 9 to midnight, so there's no sense in you know, going back over them today, but we posted links to them yesterday, that, oh, there was a fight. Oh, the paramedic and the policeman got in a fight. Well, why was the car pulled over? Why is it being called a fight? He does nothing. The cop is attacking him, shoving him, pushing him, grabs him by the arm, starts twisting him behind his back for no reason. The guy pulls his arm away. That is the assault of the God creature. Okay, so this is the mental illness. So he was the guy in the back of the ambulance. He was the attending emergency medical person. And so then the police go to the news and say, well, they'd been in a fight before that, before the cameras were turned on. So, I mean, just insane. But now eyewitnesses are saying, no, everything you see on the tape is basically what happened. And that's why the police realize in their moment of guilt, which just shows they're mad dog out of control. They're not even really evil. They're just out of their minds in on a power trip. That's why they finally, after they choke the guy and he sits there and controls himself and lets them torture him. Literally, that's what torture is. They then kind of shake themselves out of it and leave. But then they come back and say, well, we're probably going to charge you later. Get ready for an indictment. Get ready for a warrant. You know, don't leave town. It's time to admit you're not gods. I'm not a god. I put my pants on one leg at a time. I make mistakes. I'm wrong. I've been young and hot-headed. You know, I don't go around road raging, but when I was younger, when people would road rage me, I'd jump out of the car and say, let's go. And a few times it got bloody. Well, now I just know how to say, yep, you're tough. That's right. And if they, you know, I'll even run from somebody because I've got work to do. I'd love to jump out of the car and start kicking their teeth in because I'm a human being. I got red blood. It's actually fun at a certain level, at an animal level, but I have a wife and children to take care of. I have a mission to complete, and I will only open a can of whoop-ass if I have to protect myself or protect somebody else, and I'm 100% in the right. I'm not looking for a fight. And old-fashioned lawmen or peace officers weren't looking for fights. But I'll tell you this, when they had to charge up the UT Tower, they didn't cower for 3 or 4 hours like they always do now, waiting for federal orders and backup. They didn't need a bunch of fancy gear because they had testicles. And I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what it comes down to. You know, the more gear, the more crud, the more, you know, supposed tactical training, all of this stuff is a joke. And I've talked to a lot of old police, a lot of old retired police about the stories, about the things they did without all this gear, without all this crud. And the truth is they've made the police be against the people. They have turned them against us. They have trained them that they're all under incredible danger, where I've seen cops approaching women, old women in convertibles on 360, you know, highway, like they're approaching Al-Qaeda. And they are scared to death of everything. They think we're the enemy. They think we're out to kill them. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. As they get more and more abusive, we're going to start getting more and more abusive, and the trust is gone, and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. We are all Americans. We live in the same country. This country is going down the tubes in a police state. And the sick part is that the media would come out and try to call this a fight and try to spin this and then let the police sit there with no evidence. And you better believe they would have released this dash video if they had proof. And you know, it's all there. The EMT is in the back trying to attend to the lady, and they're telling him, stop what you're doing. And he's got boxes of equipment. And he just says, what's your problem? I'm doing my job. Get out of my way. And it's about a power trip. Instead of the cop getting control of his ego and going, my God, I've got an ambulance pulled over because they didn't get out of my way. I'm on an ego trip. You know, these guys are professionals. They've had to pass state laws and federal laws to leave ambulances alone. I've been reading the email and the comments. We've had scores of EMTs. I mean, probably more than 50. Oh, yeah, cops were pulling us over in Denver. Cops were pulling us over in Dallas. Cops were pulling us over in New York and telling us we couldn't speed. And I mean, there's no even law saying that.
Yeah, well actually, as revealed by Dave Jordan, the cop that, you know, was the main guy in this incident that now is being internally investigated also had pulled over an ambulance that contained a pregnant woman. So this is his M.O. This isn't the first time he's even pulled over an ambulance, Alex.
Yeah, he's obviously some kind of lunatic. And see, instead of in the past, they would just kick lunatics out of the police force. Listen, I know a fellow, manager of a Home Depot. He's been on the show before. Nice, clean cut. You know, no criminal record. Paralyzed from the chest down. And the cop pulls him over and says, "What is this?" And he goes, "These are my hand controls." And he said, "Get out of the car." And he said, "Officer, okay, my wife's got to get my wheelchair out of the back." And he said, "You liar. There's nothing wrong with you." He said, "I said, get out now." So the guy starts trying to get out. He grabs him out, beats him up. This guy tried to sue him. And the cop got promoted to a supervisor commander level in Austin. And he's a huge roid head. And that's who they want. They go, "Oh, you beat up a guy who's paralyzed. You're the guy we want. You're the guy that'll follow orders. You're the guy." I mean, this is who they want. This is who they want. I mean, and look, people may think it's cool to beat up somebody who's paralyzed because they don't walk when you order them to. And the mental illness is you didn't learn to, you know, be healed like Jesus healed you or something. You didn't, you know, connect those nerves in your spine to your legs. And so, and their sick thing is he didn't follow my order. He didn't follow my order. I've got to escalate. They're trained to kill you if you don't move. And so that's why we're seeing every day I see an article about a paralyzed person, a retarded person, an autistic person beat up or killed by the police, because there'll be some, you know, 16-year-old retarded kid wandering around in Canada or England or the U.S. You know, I see the story every few days, and the cops walk up and say, "Who are you?" You know, some tattletale Nazi neighbor calls in and says there's a weird person, and they can't talk, and they go, "Boo, boo, boo." The cop goes, "All right, pal, get on the ground." They don't do it. They taser them. The person gets up, scared, starts running. The cop draws down, guns them down. You know, his associates, these are real stories, folks. The associates show up and say, "Well, the officer felt threatened." You know, this is mental illness that they can't, you know, have more control of themselves. Being a man means that you're in control of yourself and don't care about your ego. And you know, that's why cops have such a problem with alcoholism, drug abuse, the highest rate of divorce, the highest rate of suicide, because in their own personal lives, this attitude. I mean, my God, I got natural testosterone, and I have to control myself looking for a fight all the time. I mean, I want to attack people all the time because I'm a man. But the point is, I mean, I want to get in fights. I hope some big guy starts a fight with me at a subconscious level because I am a killer ape, as they say. But the issue is I've got too much testosterone. That's why I'm almost scared to be getting in shape right now because I get more aggressive. Can you imagine that 30%+ of police, they admit, federal statistics, are on hardcore steroids? Can you imagine wanting more artificial steroids in you than what you have naturally in you, as if cops need this to be tough? Look, if you think you need steroids to be a tough guy, you shouldn't be a cop. Okay, if you were really a tough guy, you'd be scared of what you do to somebody. And I speak from experience. I don't claim to be some tough guy because I've had my butt kicked plenty of times. There's a lot of tough guys out there. But, you know, look, all I'm saying is you can kill people punching them once. And people need to understand out there that the police are mentally ill and out of control. But, Burmese, I'm ranting. I want to get into the cyber security federal takeover when we get back. I want to cover some economic news and then get out of here in the last 20 minutes or so of the show so you can take some phone calls. But, yeah. 3 months ago, we need a big article on this. 3 months ago, the cybersecurity chief, if people just search engine, head of cybersecurity quits, says democracy threatened. That's a little term he uses. And if you read what the head of cybersecurity said that Obama appointed, he said the Pentagon and Northcom are taking over the entire telecommunications system of the United States. This is a takeover. And so we need to break down what life will be like under the slave grid.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this with Alex Jones, and we've also got the Obama speech. on this new cybersecurity advisor and office. After this, it's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Of course, joining us is Alex Jones, and we're talking cybersecurity from the Cyber Bullying Act, which is just totally and completely being promoted by the media to the youth through Hannah Montana, and of course the Cybersecurity Act, which is being promoted by Jay Rockefeller and others, and now the Obama administration just coming out saying, you know what, we're going to have a new bureaucracy, we're going to have all this control over you, we are building a smart grid, your medical records will be digitized. And earlier today, Alex, we played bits and segments of you going to SeaWorld and explaining this smart grid, this biometric control system.
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago, but none of this is, I don't deserve the credit for knowing about this. This has been all on record. MIT, the CIA, the Defense Department were writing 20 years ago, you'll be digital face scanned, thumbprinted to buy and sell. There'll be a global sales tax. There'll be a global carbon credit tax, and that it's designed to categorize everything we do, everywhere we go, to create a psychological algorithm. When you eat too much beef, you'll be given a special tax because it's all going to be on your record. When you drink, it'll be put on your record. But then when you weigh too much, already in Japan, I saw the article last week, bureaucrats come around, social services, all adults must be weighed by the government, and then they fine and fee you and make you go to these prison workout centers to be exercised. This is the nanny state, but it's to carry out eugenics. That's why they want social welfare system with a socialized health care. So when you have a heart attack, they give you an aspirin. Or when you have a brain tumor, you wait 18 months when it would have been operable in 2 months and you die 100% of the time.
Well, let's talk about that for just a second, Alex, because, you know, last night I'm up really late. It's like 3 a.m., but I'm watching the CBS national news feed, and lo and behold, there's a story out of Austin, and they're talking to this, you know, realtor, this woman who's a single mother of two, and she's saying, oh, it's so hard. We had to give up our medical insurance, but don't worry. The new medical vans are coming around town, and that's where I take my children now. It used to be just for lower income families, but since we all have to sacrifice, we're going to have to use these mobile medical vans where they're basically going to give you the delicious vaccinations and drugs that just dumb you down and enslave you.
Let me break that down. I kept telling people the FEMA camps are going to be a place you've got to go. It's not going to be, oh, here's the Dudley FEMA camp. If you read the FEMA camp bill, everything in it is already built. It's just codifying it into law. You'll have over 100 small camps, 6 big regional camps. Every city has it. Robert Mueller has part of it built. The Highland Mall has part of the FEMA center in it now. And poor Austinites can't even go look at it for themselves. They just say, no, it's not true. But the point is, they're going to have, and as you said, this was on national news, but with Austin, the mobile vans, and they already have this for Head Start, where they come and say all your kids are abused. They drill out the wrong teeth, because they get more federal money for the more medical stuff they do. And they're going to have medical centers on these FEMA centers and trailers and tents, and people are going to want to live in them. But even if you want to live under a bridge or in the woods, they're going to make you go to them. This is all, see, I know what's going to happen because it's all stated. And that's why it started in Hawaii and California, and we sent a camera crew there a month ago. It's going to be in the new Obama film. So that's why when I get on the air and I say, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot articulate to you how fast it's moving, how serious it is. I mean, here's one right here. Obama demands right to recruit minors for military because people don't want their 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds having recruiters in the schools federally and at all school districts brainwashing the kids to join the military and having them sign agreements to join. They tell them you'll be arrested if you don't. This, you know, this when it's not the law. But see, they say you'll be arrested if you don't take vaccines. They say you'll be arrested if you yell at your kids now when it's not even the law. This is the system. This is a scientific tyranny. And, yes, the Cyber Security Command. And, yes, now that I'm down here, you know, taking a few days off, I'm watching more TV. Hannah Montana, that Cyrus demon, and her father, they are everywhere saying, turn your guns in. We need to ban the First Amendment because it makes kids commit suicide. Cyberbullying, which openly bans all free speech. I mean, openly bans it all. Federal felonies for any free speech that hurts someone's feelings. We've got to pass the Cybersecurity Command. This is a operation. I did do the research, by the way. It is confirmed. His whole family are in military intelligence and black ops. So this is definitely a giant psyop. And how do you argue with that? You know, your 10-year-old girl is allowed to watch TV. She watches the brainwashing. She wants to do what Hannah Montana is saying. And it's all about how she's going to be a movie star if she just believes in Hannah Montana, to destroy her morals, to take her away from your family. And the boys are doing the same thing. Folks, we have to come out of Babylon. We have to disconnect ourselves from the Matrix now before it's too late. We are under full assault. And
absolutely. It's not just about a backpack and a concert. It's about an agenda, a globalist agenda. Back
We're
after
on
this.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are, of course, joined by the man himself, Alex Jones, while he takes a well-deserved vacation. Alex?
Hermes, please stop calling me the man myself. And it's Alex Jones, introduced by the man himself, Jason Burmes, live 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the one and the only GCN Radio Network. No, but seriously, you know, I keep making this point over and over again. I cannot articulate to the listeners how real this is, how fast this is moving, how hardcore this is. They admit they are building a complete and total control grid to where you won't be able to buy or sell, to where every farm, every ranch, even tiny gardens, and people that have five or six chickens and one rooster for eggs, that's going to be controlled. Bureaucrats all over the country, even in areas they've traditionally not been as aggressive, like Texas, are coming on people's property and saying, basically, you are my slave, you are scum. I mean, I'm sitting here in a cruddy cabin in Texas, taking a few days off with the kids, and it says, Protect the Planet, ProjectPlanetCorps.com, and it says, report Noisy leaks, faucets, and toilets. Turn off TV lights when leaving room. Reduce the AC heater when leaving the room. Turn off water while brushing teeth. Take short showers. Fill sink basin to shave. Participate in the linens and towels reuse program, which they don't even have here. American Hotel and Lodging Association. Now that's about telling you consuming is bad. That's about getting you ready to have what you can do micromanaged, as Nancy Pelosi admits. This is total slavery. But they go, oh, but it's for your own good. And the colleges are filled with nobody control freaks who are being given badges and guns as the new environmental green corps, backed up by the red and black jacketed thugs of Secure Corps, training with their M16s, not just dummy M16s, but real ones, according to the Philadelphia Daily News, to take on veterans, gun owners, and landowners. Every time I've been to urban warfare drills, they are practicing in Canada. This is on their news in Canada as well. Same with England. Taking on farmers and ranchers and mowing you down with machine guns. So when they say, oh, support the military on Memorial Day, it isn't our military anymore. That's how Hitler got the Germans to stand down and do whatever they were told, is he'd say, oh, support the military, Memorial Day. They had one of those in Germany. You know, you're not against the troops, are you? They pin everything they do on the red, white, and blue, the esprit de corps, our history, our liberties, our freedoms, George Washington. This is the opposite of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Sam Adams and John Adams. This is high treason. And there's no doubt this is tyranny. There's no doubt it's used against the general public. It's no doubt they're harassing citizens. It's no doubt they're using army intelligence to spy on mainline citizens' groups. There's no doubt the government's staging terror attacks. There is no doubt that they are setting up. They've already set it up. Look, there isn't wiretapping. The phone companies under the 1996 Telecommunications Act are set up to intercept everything. By federal law, everything is read. By federal law, they tear open your mail. By federal law, they urinate, and I'm sorry to use that term, all over the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is about full-spectrum dominance is what the Pentagon calls it. And the Pentagon brags, Thomas Barnett and others, their top futurists, that they openly work for offshore banks. They have conquered us. It is a big, sickening joke, but they can only continue their occupation if we're not aware that our government is illegitimate and criminal. Now, I'm going to get out of here so you can play the disgusting clips of the president out telling us about the new 2.0 Internet, which they, if you read the Internet 2 documents, they brag. Just type in Internet 2, the Internet is dead, and that's how they always start their conferences with the government and corporations saying they're going to shut the web down, have Chinese-style censorship, now happening in England, Prison Planet banned in most government web systems and wireless systems in Australia and England. It's already happening here in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, it's over. The joking around is over. It's been moving incrementally, but now it's moving at warp speed. And I know I'm ranting because we're supposed to rant about these issues and not about our favorite football team winning or losing. Now, that said, I want to get out of here and let you get to calls and play some of those clips. But I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up because it was just a month ago that gold was at $880. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, according to Bob Chapman and others, he believes it's going to rally back up. Probably by the fall, it's going to be $1,200 an ounce. Now, we don't have crystal balls. We're not perfect. But we are able to, you know, really gauge the New World Order's activities, and we're right about 95% of the time. Regardless, the dollar is openly being destroyed for the New World Order to be born, for the North American Union to be brought in right now. Gold and silver are the way to go. Now, listen. They have month-old prices on silver when silver was $3 less an ounce in one coin. The Franklin silver half dollars, they are almost gone. They had to go up on the Lakotas from $17 to $20. That's still $5 cheaper than you'll find them anywhere else that I've seen. But they still have, at the original month-old price, some of those half dollars, but they are almost gone. And I was just talking to Jim Newcomer, who we're about to bring up in just a minute or two, because I'm so excited about this. It supports the network, supports Midas, but it also supports those that are getting it and helps our entire operation. So it's just win-win-win-win-win for everybody. And it gets people to remember what real money is, not the fiat paper that they're now replacing with fiat cashless for total control. And the greatest crime in the New World Order is going to be black market, as they call it, underground economy operating outside their grid. We need to fight to hold on to cash and fight to hold on, more importantly, to gold and silver. Now, they have gold. They were selling it at the 880 level. They bought it at the 920 level was the next big buy. They're almost sold out of that at 920. If you waited, you shouldn't have. They almost sold out now. The hold to the weekend, I was just talking to Jim Newcomer. They sold out of the 880 level. The next big buy was at 920. They're almost sold out of that in francs and in sovereigns and a few other great coins. And they have a lot of stuff. Ask about it, but tell them it's the Alex Jones radio special, or you'll get the 980 price. That's right. It's up over $100 from a month ago, ladies and gentlemen. And even if gold was to go down next week but then rocket back up the next week, it doesn't matter because you're getting it at the 920 level. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm selling this hard because this is what I believe in. This is the surest, safest bet. Is it 100% sure? Is it a silver bullet, pun intended? It's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get to slay this werewolf of hyperinflation that is staring down our necks right now. Jim Newcomer, tell folks about some of the specials.
Alex, we have the historic gold, the $20 Liberty at $16.27, the $10 Liberty at $7.99, and those Lakota rounds that you had talked about. They're at $410 a roll or $20.50. The Franklin halves are at $8.80, $176 for a roll of 20. We do have the sovereign coin at $278.90 and the French, Swiss, or Belgian franc at $225.90. Now, let me explain, folks. This is just unbelievable. We've had gold is up 10% here in the last month, over 10%. Silver's up over 20% in the last month. This is normally our quiet time of the year, and the phones have just been ringing off the hook. People are in a panic trying to get – they understand what's going on out there in the economy, and they recognize that they have to convert the paper into real money. And the only way they're going to do it is to put it into precious metals. So I would urge you all to call us here. The number is 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. We'll have brokers here all day up until midnight tonight, and we will endeavor to hold these prices through the weekend. If you can't get a hold of a broker, he'll know the date and time that you call in, and he'll get back to you as soon as he gets back to his area, whether it be Monday or not, but we will honor these prices through the weekend.
800-686-2237. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people think this is the financial earthquake. This is only a tremor before the big one. There is no doubt we have the Bilderberg Group documents. We have the Club of Rome documents, Trilateral Commission, CFR. I watch public European Union hearings in their parliament. They plan on completely gutting the world economy and bringing us into a long, dark depression. Now, I pray we avert this, but it doesn't look like we probably are. And it again, you think people are panicking now to buy gold and silver when the yuppies quit sucking their thumbs and acting cool and being in pompous self-delusions with their collars popped up, walking around talking about what great intellectuals they are. When they figure out CNBC's been lying to them, they are going to race to gold and silver, and you're not going to be able to get your hands on it. Ted is already killing himself to find gold and silver at good prices. Most people have been sold out off and on for the last 12 to 14 months. We're very competitive because we've been so aggressive in pricing. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not the time to sit there idly by. You need to check out and investigate gold and silver as a hedge against all of this uncertainty that's taking place, because these are precious industrial metals. These things have always been what currency, real wealth is all about. Here is the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there will be brokers at Midas throughout the weekend, correct, Jim?
That's correct. We will be here Saturday and Sunday.
Jim, this is scary because by the end of last summer, we saw the unseasonal race up, and then it continued on through the fall. And now the economic news is even more in favor of gold and silver.
It is dire. And even with the recession, with people losing their jobs and things, they don't care. They're getting what money they have left. They're putting it into the precious metals.
Well, I've been telling people. And you know, this is what a lot of other financial experts have concurred on. I remember 6 months ago whenever Bob Chapman said, watch, it's going to race back up. They're going to pump the market back up to 10, 11,000. And then the next time they drop it, it's going to go, you know, below 6. And he'd called 2 years ago that it would be at, you know, 6,000 and change, you know, in the winter slash spring of 2009. I mean, I don't know how he does it, but he's saying this is your chance, whatever. Folks, you know, don't believe me now, believe me later. I'm telling you, get into gold and silver. This is the best deal you're going to find. This is gold, $60 price in the market under what it is today, priced in. You can't beat that deal, 800-686-2237. And I really appreciate you, Jim, and Ted Anderson and everybody else giving folks this opportunity and giving me the opportunity to promote it, because I just believe in it wholeheartedly. We'll talk to you next week, Jim Newcomer.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Jim Newcomer. I'm going to throw it to you, Burmese. Play that clip, get to some calls, and I appreciate you sitting in Sunday. I'll pop in as things develop with North Korea there. I hope it's just saber-rattling.
All right, thank you so much, Alex Jones, everybody. And remember, it is so important that you support us here. If you're not getting gold and silver, you know, to support yourselves, which you should be, you know, support the information war. Get, you know, Alex Jones the best of, especially if you're a new listener, you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you want some of these interviews in the highest quality. We are trying to do volumes of the best shows. This is of January 2009. And if you do become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're also offering Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings this week. That's new, full high-quality DivX style. And like I said, you know, this info war is very hard to support. It's very hard for two guys to, you know, do 7 hours of radio, 5 hours of web TV every day, work on documentary pictures, and get the word out to the masses without your support. We're trying to expand. We're trying to get the office next door so we can do a weekend show. Alex is going to Sirius in June. We're having the Money Bomb on June 11th. We really do need your support, and we need you to get the word out. So tell people about the podcast. Tell people about the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. I have a new channel, JasonJustice911. Just do everything you can. Fire ammunition in the info war. All right, I want to play some of this clip, and we're going to be periodically stopping it on and off to really describe what Obama's saying here. Do we got it? Hit it.
As well of America's economic competitiveness. The small businesswoman in St. Louis, the bond trader in the New York Stock Exchange.
And, of course, the DVD player froze up.
At a global shipping company in Memphis. The young entrepreneur in Silicon Valley. They all need the networks to make the next payroll, the next trade, the next delivery, the next great breakthrough.
You see, this involves
all of us. Alone last year accounted for some $132 billion in retail sales. But every day, we see waves of cyber thieves trolling for sensitive information. The disgruntled employee on the inside, the lone hacker 1,000 miles away, organized crime, the industrial spy, and increasingly foreign intelligence services.
And one reason now, you know, notice how he demonizes the disgruntled worker, a.k.a. the whistleblower that blows the whistle on Enron, that blows the whistle on the FBI. We can't have whistleblowers, you know. And when he says, you know, hackers, lone hackers 1,000 miles away, yeah, let's demonize. Most hackers are people that are just trying to go with open open share software, open share information. It's not what you think, folks. If you're a little older, you're not with the lingo, you're not with the kids. Again, this is demonizing a broad spectrum of people and ideals. Go ahead, Jaron, hit the clip.
Here, thieves used stolen credit card information to steal millions of dollars from 130 ATMs machines in 49 cities around the world. And they did it in just 30 minutes. A single employee of an American company was convicted of stealing intellectual property reportedly worth $400 million. It's been estimated that last year alone, cyber criminals stole intellectual property from businesses worldwide worth up to $1 trillion. In short, America's economic prosperity in the 21st century will depend on cybersecurity. And this is also a matter of public safety and national security.
See that? It's public safety and national security. Do you understand?
We rely on them for public transportation and air traffic control. Yet we know that cyber intruders have probed our electrical grid, and that in other countries, cyber attacks have plunged entire cities into darkness. Our technological advantage is a key to America's military dominance, but our defense and military networks are under constant attack. Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups have spoken of their desire to unleash a cyber attack on our country.
All right, pause that right there. Al-Qaeda is going to release a cyber attack on this country. Give me a break. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist without the U.S. intelligentsia system. We created it. But then he throws in other terrorist networks. Remember, those domestic extremism lexicon make people who are anti-technology, quote-unquote alternative media, and hacktivists terrorists. So, again, broadening the spectrum. Oh, you're a hacktivist? You're Al-Qaeda. We're coming to get you. This is a matter of national security. We're setting up the cybersecurity agency. We're going to try to pass this cybersecurity act, this cyberbullying act. We're taking away the internet. I mean, it's a 20-minute speech, folks. It's a 20-minute speech. We can't play it all. We're almost in the final segment. Let's take a couple callers. We have a lot of people holding. Ingrid in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Ingrid. Yes.
Hi, Jason. I would like to tell you that I grew up in Germany, and my mother, she was in Hitler's Youth Brigade. And a lot of the things that are unfolding here is exactly what she told me. Mm-hmm. And she told me how much she hated it. Mm-hmm. And she had a spy on her parents, spy on her neighbors, spy on everybody. And nothing made her more happy than when the American soldiers marched into Germany and rescued her and the German people from tyranny.
Yeah, and now, unfortunately and ironically, we seem to be morphing into this Nazi Gestapo type of police state, only we're, 60-plus years into the future, so this technocracy is really, it's a slicker form of propaganda. It's a slicker form of technology. It's a slicker form of control. And we really are being viewed in the world, and rightfully so, as the next Nazi regime. And it's only getting worse here domestically. Ingrid, I thank you for the call. I'm going to try to hit up John, Tim, Joseph, Roger, and Michael in the last 5 minutes. It's the Alex Jones Show. Back after this, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. 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 Radio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
As we've been trying.
Folks, I will be live 9 to midnight tonight, Central Time. TheInfoWarrior.com is the website. The podcast is over on the left-hand side. If you missed any of this show, of course, we make the podcast available, and we stream 24-7, 365 over at InfoWars.com. So tell your friends, get the podcast, spread the word. John in Texas, you're on the line. John, what's up?
Yeah, I agree with what you and Alex Jones are saying about all the conspiracies and everything, but I just noticed you guys are real shy about talking about the Bible. When somebody gets on the air and tries to talk about Scripture, you gently give them the brush off.
Well, you know, Alex is, hold on, Alex talks a lot more about the Bible than I do, and I mean, if you look at the clip we just played from SeaWorld, he talks about Revelations and the Mark of the Beast system, and, you know, I've had Mark Dice on my program and this program dozens of times. On top of that, you know, we had the America's Secret Beginnings people on. We have reverends and pastors on all the time. I mean, myself, I feel like this is a secular program, and I'm really trying to cover the news. However, if I am covering secret societies or the Illuminati, or if we're talking about the Vatican that day, I am more apt to take that viewpoint. But really, this is a news show, sir. And, you know, I mean, for instance, we had somebody, you know, me and Alex were doing a show together. I'm not sure if it was mine or his, but, you know, we said a prayer on the air. I mean, I'm not opposed to this, and I don't oppose Christianity or any religion in general. You know, it's just that I try to keep it a news program and a secular one at that. Go ahead, John.
Well, we were talking about him in our Bible study in Austin, and we were wondering, we've never heard his testimony of salvation, when he became a Christian or if he's a Christian. I know he believes in God, but I don't.
Well, he's a Christian outright. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he had Daryl Rundis on the program last week, who is a, you know, a philanthropist, evangelist Christian, who's just, you know, I mean, let me tell you, when Daryl Rundis is here, he's handing out silver 1 ounce pieces with the Ten Commandments on it, and we're having dinner, and it's all about Scripture. And, you know, I grew up in a Christian family. I used to go to Methodist and Protestant churches on the reg, believe it or not, until I was about 12, 13 years old. And, you know, I just try to keep it as a secular show. Jones is without a doubt a Christian. I mean, he's an open Christian. If you listen to a lot of his older broadcasts, a lot of them are a little bit more evangelical. I'd say, you know, if you really want to talk to him and his faith, save your questions for next week when he's back on the air. I do thank you for the call, sir. I got to jump. Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, JB, how's it going?
All right.
I had prepared a clip for Alex. I don't know if John told you or not. Do you have 2:52 to go, or are we down?
I really don't. I've got less than 2 minutes. But if you call back in on either the Sunday program or you send it to me at myspace.com/Jason Burmes, maybe I can post it on the website. I'm not quite sure what it is. You got something else for me in this last 60 seconds?
Same as Jeff. Well, I'll give you a piece of it. This is the one that Alex called for. It goes 19 seconds. It was
okay, go for it.
Howard Beale may be my best friend. I'll go to court. I'll put him in a hospital before I let you exploit him like a carnival freak. You get your psychiatrist, I'll get mine. I'm going to spread this whole reeking business in every newspaper, on every network, group, and affiliate in this country. I'm going to make a lot of noise about this.
Great. We need all the press we can get.
That was a clip that Alex had called for last I talked to him. It expanded into a JB rant, and I'll definitely get back to you Sunday or Monday.
Or Monday. All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. Roger in Minnesota, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Roger.
Yes, I'd like to get your take on Michael Tesarian. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly, but...
No, I know what you're talking about. You know, I've watched The New Atlantis and some of his four-hour lectures. I think some of his stuff is really interesting on the symbology. But I just feel like, you know, with any of these guys, does anybody really have the whole picture? I really enjoy Jordan Maxwell's work. I think even Sitchin's work, to a certain extent, is pretty good. You know, I tend to stay out of that far into the symbolism, the mysticism, the history of humanity, if you will, because it's enough for me to know that the Christian conservative leaders, or supposed ones in this country, are into the occult. It's the Alex Jones Show, back again right after this in 30 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.